Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during March. Spring might be just around the corner, but it can still be chilly for stargazing. So be sure to bundle up warmly when you head out, because you'll want to stay outside for at least 15 to 30 minutes to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. This will be a month of transition in several ways. First, clocks will change around the world, and we northerners will be switching to daylight or summer time. But the date for all that time shifting varies. It comes on March 13th in the US and Canada, but 2 weeks later, the 27th, across Europe. For sky watchers, daylight time can be a bit of a nuisance, because it means the sky doesn't get dark until well into the evening hours, especially in midsummer. A second transition comes on March 20th at 7:21 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That's when Earth reaches one of the two equinox points in its year-long orbit of the Sun. This one signals the beginning of northern spring, astronomically speaking, and autumn for the southern hemisphere. The Sun appears directly overhead as seen from the equator, and days and nights everywhere are both 12 hours long. In fact, equinox comes from the Latin word equinoctium, meaning equal nights. And check it out, on the equinox, the sun rises due east and sets due west, no matter where you are. Yet another transition is occurring low in the west. Watch as Jupiter slides lower into the twilight glow week after week. It's been great having the king of planets around all winter, but by month's end, it'll be too low to spot by eye. Before it goes, however, Jupiter will pair up with elusive Mercury to put on a pretty celestial dance in the early evening sky. To see it, you'll need a clear, unobstructed view of the western horizon. Beginning about March 10th, 30 or 40 minutes after sunset, look to Jupiter's lower right for a slightly dimmer star, which is Mercury. The best nights to see these paired planets are the 13th through the 16th, when they slide within 2 degrees of each other as Mercury climbs higher and Jupiter sinks lower. Mercury gets its highest, what astronomers term its greatest elongation from the Sun, on March 19th. We don't get opportunities to see fleet-footed Mercury very often, and this will be the innermost planet's best evening showing of the year, so don't miss it. As darkness deepens and the show ends in the west, turn to your left, towards south, and there in the deepening blue you'll find the first star of the evening, brilliant Sirius, the dog star. How early in twilight can you pick it up? Sirius is the brightest star in the entire sky by a large margin, aside from our sun, of course. Now keep an eye on the horizon directly below Sirius. The star is due south at 8 p.m. on March 1st, and thanks to the shift to summertime, it'll also be due south at 8 p.m. on March 15th. Sirius is the real star of the winter season, but you can see it throughout much of the year if you know when to look. Sometime in August, it first becomes visible low in the east before dawn. Why is this important? 5,000 years ago, because of the wobble of Earth's spin axis, this first pre-dawn appearance occurred in late June, and ancient Egyptians knew that the first glimpse of Sirius came just before the annual flooding of the Nile River. They worshipped the star as the spirit of the river. Apparently, they were also the first to depict the star as a dog. In more recent times, sky watchers realized that the dog star rises and sets with the sun during late July, an arrangement in the sky known as a conjunction. Some cultures believe that the heat from Sirius combined with the heat of the sun, creating the hot and sultry weather that often comes in late summer. So they name this period of time, from 20 days before the conjunction until 20 days afterward, the dog days. And today we still refer to this sticky weather as the dog days of summer. Okay, let's get back to our chilly March evenings. As dusk deepens, look to Sirius's upper right to spot the mighty constellation Orion the Hunter. Its two brightest stars are white Rigel, which marks Orion's lower right foot, and orange-red Betelgeuse, his upper left armpit. Midway between them, look for the three-star row marking Orion's belt. Once you've located Betelgeuse, look to the left for the bright star Procyon. These two stars, together with Sirius, make a big equilateral triangle in the sky, the winter triangle. Sirius and Procyon are practically next-door neighbors, cosmically speaking. They're only 9 and 11 light-years away, respectively. Above Procyon, and nearly overhead, are Pollux and Castor, the stars marking the heads of Gemini's twins. to the left of Procyon, about 3 times the width of your fist held at arm's length, is Regulus, a star that marks the heart of Leo, the lion. I've got one more transition to tell you about. Late in March, as Jupiter is making its exit celestial stage west, the ring planet Saturn is making an entrance stage east. You'll have to wait until 9 or 10 p.m. to see it, but week by week, the ringed planet is rising earlier. It'll be gracing our evening skies all summer long. If you see it, compare Saturn's color with the star Spica, just as bright but icy white, directly below Saturn by the width of a fist. As was the case in February, this month the lunar phases pretty much follow the calendar. New moon comes on the 4th, full moon is the 18th, and if it seems particularly big, bright, and beautiful, it's because on that night our satellite is also closest to Earth in its slightly out of round orbit. So March's full moon will be the largest of the year. Oh, one more thing. I'd be remiss if I didn't remind you to watch for brilliant Venus in the pre-dawn sky. It pairs beautifully with a thin crescent moon on March 1st and again on the 31st. If you want more sky watching tips, check out skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll talk about some carnivores that are stalking upward in the eastern sky. Until then, I wish you clear skies.